Thank you. Okay, Sunday night we're learning about Shabbos, Erev Tisha B'Av this year. So now let's get into the actual dinim of Tisha B'Av itself, which applies Saturday night and Sunday. Some dinim apply to Sunday night and Monday morning also. Now, after you finish eating, you know, again, you're allowed to eat Shabbos afternoon until Shkia, which is approximately 8:04 in LA, I'm saying. You can eat until 8:04. So at 8 o'clock, you have to stop eating. But if you're stopping to eat earlier, it's preferred in halacha that you should have in mind that I'm still planning to eat or drink. Because if, let's say, you finish eating 7 o'clock and you say, oh, that's it, I'm done, I'm starting, you know, then you're not allowed to eat or drink anymore. So you should always have in mind that you're still planning to eat or drink until the time that you're allowed to. Now, because we're going from Shabbos to Tisha B'Av, you're not allowed to do any signs of mourning until Shabbos is over. Even Bein Hashmosh's twilight is still Shabbos, and you didn't say Baruch HaMavdol yet. So again, Shabbos is over here in LA this week, 8:46. Okay, so Shkia is 8:04, Shabbos ends 8:46. So again, you're Bein Hashmosh's, I mean, you're allowed to sit on the regular chair. You can't eat or drink already. That you have to be machmir. But all the things of mourning that you don't do. So you said at 8:46, what most shuls are doing, you say Baruch HaMavdol Ben Kodesh L'Chol. Then you put on your Yom Kippur shoe, I mean Tisha B'Av shoes, non-leather shoes. Which, by the way, no part of the shoe is allowed to have leather on it. Even if there's a little leather on the shoe, you're not allowed to. There's an interesting question. What happens if you have sneakers that are very comfortable? Non-leather, because today they make non-leather shoes that are more comfortable than leather shoes. So the question is, can I wear them on Tisha B'Av or not? So the whole discussion in halacha, bottom line is, for Tisha B'Av, for sure you can wear them. Okay, even Yom Kippur, some poskim say you should be machm, but the halacha, you can wear them on Yom Kippur too. But, So at 8:46, you say, but when Yom Tov, when Shabbos is over, you say Baruch HaMavdol Ben Kodesh L'Chol. You put on your non-leather shoes, and again, no part of it can have leather, even a little suede on top or any. No part of the shoe can have any leather, and then you're allowed to drive to shul to daven Ma'ariv. Now, Ma'ariv itself is a regular Ma'ariv. So, and Tisha B'Av. No. Shabbos, normally Suda Mafsekes during the year, no. Shabbos you could. If you have three people eating, you could. Because again, Shabbos, there's no din of mourning.
If it wasn't
Shabbos.
Huh? If it wasn't Shabbos.
Then you wouldn't be able to. You said, you Suda Mafsekes, you know, we eat the bagel, eggs, and ashes, yeah. And you said you shouldn't sit next to each other to be able to have Zimun. No, but Shabbos again, it's a whole different thing because it's Shabbos. Okay, now you take off the pereches and the shul, you daven Ma'ariv, it's a regular Ma'ariv until through Shmoneh Esrei, and then the chazan says Kaddish Tiskabo, then you sit on the floor and you say Eicha. Ideally, it says you dim the lights, now you sit on the floor. One of the inuyim of Tisha B'Av is you're not allowed to sit on a regular chair from Seisa Kochovim, which again this year it's Friday, Saturday it would be 8:46, until 1 o'clock on Sunday. After 1 o'clock, the minig is then you are allowed to sit on a regular chair. People that we said have health issues, people that have very bad backs, or whatever the riyab, or a pregnant woman, or a very old person, they can't sit on a low stool, so then they don't have to sit on the low stool. They can sit on a regular chair. We mentioned in the past that there's a whole question about going in a car on Tisha B'Av, because then you're sitting on a regular seat. If somebody has to fly on a plane Tisha B'Av, it could happen. Somebody has to fly somewhere Tisha B'Av afternoon. Tisha B'Av afternoon is not an issue. But let's say somebody has to fly Tisha B'Av morning on a plane, can they sit or they're going in a bus, a train, I mean, whatever, you know, whatever the situation is. So obviously you are allowed to. You're allowed to sit in a car, in a truck, whatever. You're allowed to sit in a shul at home, then you don't sit on a regular chair. We mentioned in the past, that was interesting, the Rebbe did not go in a car Tisha B'Av night and Tisha B'Av morning, at least in my days when I was there. In fact, they once offered, they opened the door for the Rebbe, they went like this, and the Rebbe walked home Tisha B'Av. So he walked home Tisha B'Av night, and he walked in back in the morning, this when he was in his house completely. Yeah.
Once the chair is above the shear, does it matter if it's lower or higher?
You mean if it's above the shear?
The
shear really is, let's say, 12 inches.
So let's say you have a chair that's 13, or you have a chair that's 15.
13 is still better than 15.
The lower, the
better, yeah.
So let's say, okay, but for if traveling, if you are flying first class, and they have an open seat in the back.
No, you don't, no.
And also, what's the reason you take off the parejas?
Because it's a sign of Avelis. It's just like, yeah, they quote it all from Psukim. The minig is to take it off, you dim the lights, and you leave it off, by the way, until 1 o'clock, Tisha B'Av midday. And even for Shacharis, it's not on. So now, Tisha B'Av is like this. You're not allowed to eat or drink. The difference, though, between Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, Tisha B'Av is a very strict fast, but it's not as strict as Yom Kippur. The din is Yom Kippur, you're only allowed to eat if your life is in danger. That is sakana to fast. Tisha B'Av, as long as you're sick, not deathly ill. I don't mean you have a headache, I mean, because that everybody gets. But there's a person that's sick. They had, somebody called me today, they just got over COVID. You know, I mean, that's a different story. So then those people have to eat. So they're allowed to eat. The only question is a very interesting thing, that Tzemach Tzedek holds in Piskei Dinim that on Tisha B'Av, you should also eat less than a shear. Less than a shear. By Yom Kippur, Shulchan Aruch says clearly, if you're eating, you should try to eat less than, I'll explain what the shear is in a minute. But Tisha B'Av, Tzemach Tzedek says, you should also eat, if you're eating, you should eat pachas mikashir. Almost everybody doesn't do that today. They say, you know, if you're eating, just eat regularly. You don't have to pachas mikashir. And I was told that there's a bunch of Lubavitcher Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael in different places that also say, you know, if you're eating, just go eat. I understand why. If you can get away with eating less than a shir, why do you have to just go eat? But Tzemach Tzedek clearly holds that even on Tisha B'Av L'chatchila you should eat pachas mikashir. If somebody is sick and they still, you know, it's a different story.
How come everybody else doesn't hold that?
Because they hold Tisha B'Av is not that strict like Yom Kippur. So it's a midrabbanan fast. So it's not. Now, another thing that you're not allowed to do on Tisha B'Av, so you can't eat or drink. You're not allowed to, like Yom Kippur, you can't put oil on yourself. You can't put perfume on yourself. You could put something to remove a foul smell, like deodorant or whatever, things like that. But if you're doing it to make a good smell, you shouldn't do it on Tisha B'Av either. In addition to that, marital relations are forbidden. And in fact, it says in Halacha that the wife should be treated like she would be when she's a Nida. According to the Alter Rebbe, it comes out even by night and by day. To be Machmanat, just to treat it like it's an, Nida. Another thing which is forbidden on Yom Kippur, Tisha, what? The Archok is mashma also better not. They best say better not. B'yayim, they write you could be more mekel. B'yayim, not at night though. Okay, we'll get into more details with these dinim. Okay, because Tisha B'Av is a time of mourning, it's interesting. So an oval in middle of Shiva is allowed to go to Shul Tisha B'Av, because everybody's in oval. So he's allowed to go to Shul for Tisha B'Av night and morning until Mincha. Okay, now, what? No, well, the morning will come to in a minute. Okay, now, when you get up in the morning, okay, now another thing forbidden on Tisha B'Av is rechitza. You can't wash. You can't even stick your little finger into cold water. Now, therefore, when you get up in the morning, you wash your hands until the end of the fingers. Normally you wash to the wrist. Tisha B'Av in the morning, you wash your hands until the end of the fingers. You go to the bathroom, you wash your hands only until the end of the fingers. Like Yom Kippur. When you get up in the morning, you're not allowed to wash your face. So it says in Halacha that when you have your fingertips, you know, when the fingertips are wet, you can go over your eyes and... now, if there's... in the Halacha it's called lifluf. In English it's called guk in the eye. So any, if it's dirt, Moshe, if you have a dirt spot, let's see, your hand got dirty here, you're allowed to wash it on Tisha. That only that dirt spot, you're allowed to wash. If somebody's preparing food for kids, okay, that are eating, or adults, whatever, and you need to wash the food, so then you're allowed to wash your hands, because you're allowed to wash the food, even though your hands are getting wet. I mean, all those types of things, is you have to be careful on Tisha. If you go to the bath, again, only until the end of the knuckles, until the end of the fingers, I mean. That's basically it. Now, Tisha B'Av is a Yomtiv. It says in Eicha Karalai Moed, it's a Moed. One of the reasons for that is because when Mashiach comes, Tisha B'Av is going to be a very, very big Yomtiv. So therefore, even now it's a Yomtiv already. So there's no Tachnun on Tisha B'Av. And therefore, Minchat Tzikoscha we also don't say because it's Erev Tisha B'Av. Now, when you get up in the morning, you don't make a bracha on your tzitzis. We don't wear towels and tefillin in the morning. Some Sephardim had a minig that they did, but they did, whatever. But the Ashkenazim, the minig is you don't put on towels and tefillin in the morning. You don't make a bracha on the tzitzis in the morning. Not only that, when you're davening, so you're davening without towels and tefillin. But you don't kiss your tzitzis for Baruch Sha'am or Shema either. I mean, if you're wearing tzitzis, not a talus, but you're wearing a talus cotton. Nevertheless, it says in Sefer Yom that you don't kiss your tzitzis by Baruch Shema, you don't kiss your tzitzis by Shema. To regular Shachris davening. Another very important din that applies this year, for whatever, we mentioned it very briefly, but for whatever reason, if somebody has to eat on Tisha B'Av, they need to make Havdalah before they eat. Because you're not allowed to eat before Havdalah. Therefore, this year, we break the fast Sunday night. How do you break your fast? Over Havdalah. Because you're not allowed to eat before Havdalah or drink before Havdalah. So therefore, you have to break the fast by making Havdalah. So therefore, if somebody has to eat for whatever reason it is on the day of Tisha B'Av, so they have to make Havdalah before they eat. So let's say a man or woman are sick. They're going to plan, whatever they have to eat, whatever. They have to make Havdalah first. Kids, we learned, the Alter Rebbe says clearly, kids are allowed to eat or drink before Havdalah. Kids under Bar and Bas Mitzvah. The Alter Rebbe says are allowed to eat or drink before Havdalah. So therefore, if kids who are not fasting, if they're little kids, they don't need to make Havdalah before they eat. They can just go eat.
Someone needs to make Havdalah. Once it's not said, you need to have the shear. You have to have less than the shear.
I understand, but you have no chance. First of all, you have to drink Mali Lugma.
Right.
Or there's another thing. You can give it to a kid to drink. You can give it to a kid to drink. If there's no kid,
you can do it yourself.
You have to do it yourself. You have no choice. That's a mitzvah, though, that... Yeah. Okay, now what's the shear of eating or drinking? Now, the shear of drinking, this applies to Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, is what's called Mali Lugmav. Mali Lugmav is a cheekful, if you would fill up your cheek, one cheek, not both, with liquid, and you would spit it out, you'd see how much liquid that is. Now, that is the amount you're not allowed to drink on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. It's not a revius, it's Mali Lugmav. Mali Lugmav, by average. Now, the din is, every person judges by their own mali lugmav. If you eat melech habashan, you could drink a lot. Less than this shear would be a lot. If you're a small guy with a small, people have big mouths, even though they're small. But we're talking about literal size of mouth. If it's a, the Gemara says average person is reiv revius. That is mali by an average person. Now, if a revius is 3 ounces, mali lugmev would be a little bit over 1.5 ounces. Right? Because it's reiv revius. It's the majority of a revius. Now, if a revius is 3 ounces, then half would be 1.5. More than 1.5 would be reiv revius. So therefore, Bachal, they say, how much can you drink? And if you have to drink, less than the shear, you drink 1 ounce of liquid. What's the shear for food? The shear for Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av Kiseves, which is a date. Now a date, Halacha says, is a little bit less than a kibetza. A kibetza is 2 ounces, talking modern language. So Kiseves, that you'd be chayef for, is a little bit less than a kibetza. So if you're eating less than the shear, technically you can eat a little bit over an ounce, but to keep it safe, so to speak, if the person could, they should eat an ounce of cake, an ounce of food, and an ounce of liquid. Now, the din is, for all dinim and Torah, food and drink don't combine. Let's say if I have a half a shear during the year, I ate a half an ounce of cake, and I drink a half of the vias of juice, I cannot make an after bracha. They don't combine. Okay? So you can't, it doesn't combine. If it doesn't combine, so therefore, even for fasting, halachically, you can have, practically speaking, 1 ounce of food, 1 ounce of liquid. To be continued, because it's like. Machachin is a right to my mother, my kimchi black out there,